We're here at the University of Texas, the Longhorns Pro Day is just wrapping up. I'm here with Shereen Williams, a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter and covers the NFL for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Shereen, your thoughts on today and how it went. You've been to quite a few Pro Days, Texas A&M, Baylor and such. What'd you think of today in Austin?
Well, it's not sexy whenever you don't have a quarterback, and A&M was the same way. We had Johnny Manziel there last year, and of course this year there's no quarterback, so a little less excitement. And for Texas, you know, this is going on 4 or 5 years now when they haven't had a quarterback, so it'll be a little more exciting when they get a quarterback in here and start having quarterbacks on pro days that we're going to see go in the first round, second round, places like that. And we did have the quarterback at Baylor, so that one was probably a little more exciting than any we've had so far. But there's certainly players here and players to watch, and they certainly drew a pretty good crowd out here today.
Obviously no head coaches, everyone's in Phoenix for the owners meeting, but what sort of representation did you see from across the league?
Well, I think we had 6 position coaches here, and then Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator from the Patriots, was here. And of course, that's what the Longhorns did last season. They played defense. They played very good defense. So there's a couple players, several players on this defense that the scouts wanted to see. And so they got a good look at these guys, some of whom could be pretty high draft picks, including one particular guy that I know we're going to talk about, but they do have some defensive players that these scouts are very interested in, and they were all defensive position coaches, I should say, who are here. I should note that. So it is defense that these guys are looking at today with the Longhorns.
All right, let's talk about that defensive player. I assume you're talking about Malcolm Brown, the defensive tackle. How did you think that he did today, and what have you been hearing from scouts on his performance?
Well, he stood on his 40 time and his bench press and all that from the combine. He did very well at the combine. And out here, he just did position drills, and they were pleased with the way he did. He was the only defensive lineman to work out, so the workload was taxing on him. But they were very pleased with this motor, how he got back in there sweating at the end and still had some gas in the tank at the end. So they were pleased with his work effort today. And he is going to be a first-round draft pick. There's no question about that. Talked to 4 or 5 scouts leaving here today. They love the guy. And all of them are hoping, a bunch of them are draft lower in the first round, hoping he is down there late in the first round. But it does not look like that's going to happen. He's going to be probably a mid-first-round draft pick, and his performed his way into that. And the Lions defensive line coach talked about his consistency last season. And I think that was a big thing with him. He was very consistent, and he's a very good player, as the Green Bay Packers head scout Lonzo Highsmith said.
All right, another defensive player, linebacker Jordan Hicks. He just told us that he's got a private workout scheduled with the Texans. How about him? Where do you think he's going to fall? And it seems like quite a few teams are interested in him.
It's very questionable on him just for the durability factor, because he did miss the 2012 and 2013 seasons with torn pecs. So, you know, what do teams think of that? Are they going to trust in him that he's going to be able to stay on the field? I mean, those are red flags that he's not going to be able to overcome by doing anything. You know, they're just going to have to judge for themselves whether he can stay healthy. Now, he talked about all the MRIs and everything he had at the combine, and they've cleared him now. He is fully healthy now and worked out well today, but it looks like he's probably a third-day pick because of those torn pecs in 2012 and 2013. But a very solid tackler. They like the way he tackles and moves, and it could play outside linebacker or inside linebacker, either one.
All right, we're talking about third-day picks and first-round picks. This is a new streak for the Longhorns, who didn't have a player drafted last year. You see a lot of these players today. You think they're going to get drafted. How are they going to do in the draft this year? Can't be any worse, right, than 2014?
1936 was the last time the Longhorns went without a draft pick, as they did last season. Of course, Jackson Jeffcoat ended up sticking with the Redskins late in the season and played pretty well when he did get a couple opportunities. But, you know, this is going to be a good year again for the Longhorns. Malcolm Brown will be a first-round draft pick, and then they're going to have some other guys. We talked about Jordan Hicks. Malcolm Brown, the running back, he performed really well today, ran well. We'll see if he gets drafted, but he'll get a opportunity as a free agent, and Cedric Reed, and some of those guys are going to get opportunities, whether it is as a late round draft pick or as a free agent. But there will be some guys who get opportunities this year for the Longhorns. I think you're going to come back to see some of these guys like we're used to seeing with Texas having some of these high picks. We're going to see that again this year.
All right, well, thanks so much, Shereen Williams of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram from the University of Texas Pro Day.